Welcome to our first meditation in this endless course on living and dying, preparing ourselves for the unknown as best as we can, entering into the stream of pilgrims throughout the ages and in this moment. Although each of us is walking in their own shoes, on their own path, others are walking simultaneously or just ahead of us or behind of us and have done so through the ages. Make yourself comfortable. Turn off any devices that may beep or call your attention away. Lower the light if that's possible. Close the door to make sure you have a bit of privacy. Seat yourself comfortably, back fully supported, feet on the ground, or lie down on the floor or on a firm surface. Take off your glasses, your shoes. Loosen any garments that may restrict the flow of breathing. Allow your body to just be without any demands. There's nothing you have to do or get right in this and future meditations. This is the beginning of a long exploration. Even if it were to end in 5 minutes, it would still be filled with wonder. Speaking of time, this will take about 10-12 minutes. To begin, bring some unacceptable thought into your mind. Some thought you wish no one else knew you had. Without wanting to influence your thoughts, they could be about sexuality, about violence, fear, dishonesty, grief, betrayal, unkindness, either received or given. Just see what arises for you when you are imagining unacceptable thoughts, thoughts that you wish no one else knew you had. Just let that thought be there. It may be very clear and crisp, defined, or it may be just a notion, a vague, impression, a cloud that's suddenly covering the sky above. Just let it be there. Let it be there with compassion. There's nothing you have to do. No one knows this except you in this moment. There's nothing you need to fix, make go away, explain. Just let it be there. And feel how the mind constricts around that thought, how it wishes to squeeze it out of its existence. See how frightened the mind is of itself. Just feel. Let it be there. Feel the texture of the fear. As best as you can. Ideally, get out of the way with your doing and fixing and accomplishing mind. Just begin to observe that which is unfolding in your mind. Now, take that thought and instead of surrounding it with denial and tension, allow it to float free in the mind. Set it free so it can float like a balloon or an underwater bubble or the mist being burned by the sun. Allow it to float free. Just let it be there. Allow that thought to be experienced as a sensation in the mind. So, not so much a clearly defined word or phrase or image, but more a sensation. Feel its denseness, its sharp edges. Its size, its shape, its color. And now, begin to allow that thought to sink into the heart. Bring the sensation down the throat and into your body, and let it settle into the heart space in the center of your chest. Allow the thought to sink deep into the heart. Let the thought just think itself there in the spaciousness where there's room for everything and judgment of nothing. Whatever thought this may be that you think of as being unacceptable, allow it to sink gently into the extraordinary openness of the heart, where it is welcomed in warmth and patience. The natural spaciousness of the heart excludes nothing. It experiences each thought compassionately as just another movement of the mind, just another feeling. It does not judge the thought, the story surrounding the thought, or indeed does not judge you. Experience this floating sensation of the soft compassion of your heart. Leaving the prison of the mind, come out into the warmth and love of your essential nature. Come out into the warmth and love of your essential nature. What is there to fear in this moment? Floating in the soft compassion of your heart, where there is no judgment, no evaluation, come out into the warmth and love of your essential nature. What is there to fear?